Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, and along with me today, Neighbor Paul is here. Neighbor Paul, welcome to the broadcast.
Glad to be with you. It's an honor to be in attendance.
And Fred Dreyer is on assignment on the show. He is away with his grandkids. And so, you know, Christmas time, and you gotta get the grandkids and get a bunch of good stuff and gifts and all that kind of stuff. So Fred is on assignment. So you, Neighbor Paul, normally you're here just for one segment at the end, and you're here for the whole show now, aren't you?
Glad to be kind of carrying the water, kind of carrying the heavy load, so to say. I'm looking forward to an excellent broadcast of a sports conversation.
Coming up on the show today, Ronnie Wald is going to be here from waldcast.com. That's W-A-L-D-C-A-S-T. He'll be here around the half hour or so, talking a little bit about football, baseball. You know, the free agency in baseball is going crazy, and there's been some signings. And also talking about football. There's a viewership of the NFL games is down. There's also some problems with people taking the knees, Colin Kaepernick kneeling down, and then others now doing the same thing. So this is kind of a controversial thing. And then the firing of Jeff Fisher as the head coach, maybe possibly the worst record of a head coach now in the NFL. He was not doing too well as the in his season, 31-40 overall lifespan of coaching, 31 wins, 45 losses, and one tie. That's not too good.
Not too good at all.
Yeah, so that was the St. Louis Rams losing time, and then he was here in Los Angeles, and so that's been going on. And I guess the attendance has been down at not only at the Coliseum in Los Angeles, but in San Francisco, because the 49ers have only won one game. It's like not as many people going to the games.
It's been kind of an off season, so to say.
That was an upset this last weekend, Dallas losing their first game of the year. Dallas has been rolling right along. They've got their own quarterback controversy there, too, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know if it's too much of a controversy, because they got one guy that's just been doing gangbusters.
Yeah, that Dak Prescott took over. Tony Romo was injured, I guess. And has Romo said now that, you know, Dak has earned the job? Is that what he said?
Romo's not going to kind of aggressively go after the job because of the performance of the replacement.
You can't. You got to be aggressive and go after the job. Come on. There's been some great quarterbacks over the years for the Dallas Cowboys. And this Dak, I like the name Dak Prescott. It's kind of got a good, kind of a jet of jaw. I hope he's got that going there for him and looking pretty good.
It sounds like a football player's name.
Yeah, it is really good. So anyway, we're going to be here in the Sports Lounge today, taking some of the stories of the day and getting them out to you so you can take a look at it. Don't forget, you can still follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We'll be back.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Ipsen Biopharmaceuticals.
I'm Dr. Eric Liu, neuroendocrine surgical specialist at the Rocky Mountain Cancer Centers and chief medical advisor for the Healing Net Foundation. Join me in raising awareness about NETs, or neuroendocrine tumors. An estimated 112,000 Americans currently live with gastrointestinal and pancreatic NETs, or GEP NETs. For adult patients with GEP NETs that can't be removed by surgery, one treatment option is Somatuline Depot Lanreotide injection, 120 milligrams. Keep listening for important safety information. And to learn more about GEP-NET treatment options, consult your doctor and visit SomatulineDepot.com. Go to netcancerday.org for more information.
Important safety information. Who should not take Somatuline Depot? Do not take Somatuline Depot if you are allergic to lanreotide. What are the possible side effects of Somatuline Depot? Somatuline Depot may cause serious side effects, including gallstones. Tell your healthcare professional if you get any of these symptoms. Sudden pain in your upper right stomach area, abdomen, sudden pain in your right shoulder or between your shoulder blades, yellowing of your skin and whites of your eyes, fever with chills, nausea, changes in your blood sugar, high blood sugar or low blood sugar. If you have diabetes, test your blood sugar as your healthcare professional tells you to. Your healthcare professional may change your dose of diabetes medicine, slow heart rate, high blood pressure. The most common side effects of Somatuline Depot in people with GEP NETs include stomach area, abdominal pain, muscle and joint aches, vomiting, headache, and pain. Itching, or a lump at the injection site. Somatuline Depot may cause dizziness. If this happens, do not drive a car or operate machinery. What should I tell my healthcare professional before receiving Somatuline Depot? Tell your healthcare professional if you have diabetes or gallbladder, thyroid, heart, kidney, or liver problems. Tell your healthcare professional if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant, as Somatuline Depot may harm your unborn baby. Tell your healthcare professional if you are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. It is not known if Somatuline Depot passes into your breast milk. You and your healthcare professional should decide decide if you will take Somatuline Depot or breastfeed. You should not do both. Tell your healthcare professional about all the medicines you take, including prescription and over-the-counter medicines, vitamins, and herbal supplements. Somatuline Depot and other medicines may affect each other, causing side effects. Somatuline Depot may affect the way other medicines work, and other medicines may affect how Somatuline Depot works. Especially, tell your healthcare professional if you take insulin or other diabetes medicines, a cyclosporin, Gengraf, Nerol, or Sandimmune, a medicine called bromocriptine, Parlodel, Cyclocet, or medicines that lower your heart rate, such as beta blockers. Tell your healthcare professional if you have any side effect that bothers you or that does not go away. These are not all the possible side effects of Somatuline Depot. For more information, ask your healthcare professional. You may report side effects to FDA at 1-800-FDA-1088 or Ipsen Biopharmaceuticals, Inc. at 1-888-980-2889. Somatuline Depot is a registered trademark of Ipsen Pharma SAS. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Here to the lounge, it's the sports lounge. Fred Dreyer is on assignment, the all-pro defensive end, the sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game, the acting legend, and pinch hitting for Fred Dreyer, number 31, neighbor Paul. Paul Stern is here. Paul, knock it out of the ballpark, could you today?
Kind of nice to give Fred Dreyer a little bit of a holiday sabbatical.
Not really. We should be off on a holiday sabbatical. All right, so we're going to be talking a little bit with, as we mentioned, Ronnie Wald here, talking about the Dodgers and Kenley Jansen and Justin Turner, those deals looking good. There's a lot of free agencies going out there. Aroldis Chapman, you know, is he going to be with the Cubs, not be with the Cubs? There's a whole lot of stuff to talk about. One of the big stories still ricocheting around NFL tables of discussion is the firing of Jeff Fisher by the Los Angeles Rams. That's a big story that's been echoing here. Now, since the Rams' embarrassing loss against Atlanta over, last weekend, and the Rams don't have that much of a team. There's a little, you know, a little anemic as far as the offense goes. They've got a pretty good defense. Their run game is being shut down, and their coaching was terrible. And so Jeff Fisher fired by the Rams, and they got an interim coach there. The Rams were 4-9 as the time that Fisher was fired, and they announced the firing on the Twitter account. Now, is that the way you do things now? Donald Trump has probably started something here where all major announcements. I was listening today to a newscast, and they said on Wall Street, if Donald Trump Twitters something, it causes people to maybe company's stock goes down, and then people can buy when it's low and then take it back up to the high and sell it. You don't suppose there's little shenanigans going around if somebody can figure out it. It seems if Trump tweets something, things change.
Oh, well, I'm not saying there's any inside information or anything to the effect, but no, it is very kind of interesting. It is kind of curious to see how kind of things are coming about, that's for sure.
Well, concerning the Rams, the announcement of Jeff Fisher's firing the head coach came by the Twitter account. And again, last Sunday, the Rams embarrassed 42-14. I didn't think it was so bad, but I didn't watch the game. And apparently the stadium was half full. And when I tuned into the game, I was up in out and about at Santa Barbara, California, at the Funk Zone, where they have wine tasting right by the railroad station. And they had the TVs on. And I'm watching the fourth quarter, and I'm watching the Rams come back with two touchdowns rather quickly. And I'm thinking, this team's playing pretty well. And then I saw it was 42-14.
Yeah, I don't know, but there was so much promise with this new quarterback, this rookie, I guess, sensation, Jared Goff.
Yeah, Goff looked okay in that fourth period. That he was doing okay the fourth quarter.
But a lot of people, I don't know if this was Eric Dickerson, former, of course, Ram great, but there are people comparing the Ram team to like a high school or a junior.
Oh, come on.
They're comparing them to a junior varsity team.
Dickerson was very vocal about Jeff Fisher stepping down. And, you know, the chairman there, Stan Kroenke, he owns Screaming Eagle Winery. And there's some other wineries as well, too. And so I think he had enough because he's building a new stadium in L.A. And you come here and you're into the season, you know, doing 13 games or so, and all of a sudden your stadium's only half full.
Yeah, you can't,
that's embarrassing.
You
cannot, there's a big stadium there.
Not only could you not own the Rams and come back to Los Angeles and have a terrible, miserable record like they have today, but you can't be the owner of Screaming Eagle Wine. That was the wine that got, like, the most money at the auction, Napa Valley, the Napa Valley Wine Auction.
1 year was really was
the winemaker.
Yeah. Heidi Barrett was the winemaker.
Heidi Barrett, of course.
And I think it was before Stan Kroenke owned them.
Well,
I think once Stan, when he bought them, didn't he fire Heidi Barrett? Wait a minute, there's a pattern here. Hold the phone. So wait a minute, Jeff Fisher gets fired, and maybe and Heidi Barrett was dumped from Screaming Eagle.
We'll have to look into that. We'll have to talk to our good friend Susan Cannon of Cannon Estate.
Big difference. Heidi Barrett had a very winning record with Screaming Eagle. Jeff Fisher, I think he's got the worst record as a coach in the NFL, and he seems like a nice guy. I say that carefully because I really like him as a – Jeff Fisher seems like he's there. Maybe he just doesn't have any talent on the team. Maybe they traded away all their picks to get Goff, the quarterback, and they've screwed themselves up for the next 10 years.
That we'll check with Ronnie Wald when he joined us at the half hour, but I think that was one of the concerns.
We don't need Ronnie Wald now. We just mentioned it.
That was one of the concerns, I believe, when the Rams made this big acquisition, that they're giving away a lot of their, what they call their draft choices, their top prospects. And I don't know if you want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to think about that. I mean, Fred Dreyer tells a story that the Rams could have gotten Don Cornell from the
Coryell
from before he was with San Diego, before he had the air game going on there, and he could have been the Rams coach, but they would have given up a draft pick for it. And at the time, Carol Rosenblum says, "I'm not giving up a draft pick for a coach."
That was not
that was
move.
A mistake.
That was a mistake. Absolutely, it certainly was.
So this is really something here. Don Coryell, one of the great coaches, and coach to Fred Dreyer in college also,
too. Of course, he knew how to orchestrate that long bomb game, that West Coast.
And the passing game, too.
The West Coast offense.
Now, Stan Kroenke, he did have a class statement talking about Jeff Fisher. He said, quoting now, talking about Jeff Fisher, "He has worked tirelessly despite some challenging circumstances. He played an integral role in helping this team make history and returning the NFL to Los Angeles. And we will always be grateful for his commitment and dedication to our organization. This is the right time to make a change as our performance has not lived up to my or our fans' expectations. We all are focused on improving as an organization and building a team that makes Los Angeles proud. Our mission is to celebrate a Super Bowl title with our fans in Los Angeles. This is the first step to bring us closer to that goal."
I don't know if you read
to fire a guy and have that kind of stuff.
But I don't know if you read the fine print, but when the Rams first came to the
neighbor Paul, everybody,
when the Rams first announced their return to Southern California, to Los Angeles,
yes,
and the development of this huge stadium, this mega stadium. I think it's supposed to be the biggest stadium that's ever been built. The biggest and the best stadium that anybody could ever.
It's so big it takes. They had to actually move people out of Orange County.
Well, they got rid of the famed Hollywood Park, the racetrack where they had all these great.
I hope they don't take down Randy's Donuts out there in Inglewood. They got fighting to stuff. If they take Randy's Donuts, that's that donut shop you see with that big old donut. And if you got kids, you say, "Let's go there to Randy's Donuts." All the police go over there. It's great.
Yeah,
they wipe that place out. They got problems.
It's in the video for what is it? The I Love L.A.
Randy's Donuts.
Randy's Donuts, of course. But I don't know if you caught this in the report. But when the Rams first announced they were coming to town, the real estate prices in the area, they literally skyrocketed.
Is that where you bought a place there?
And now they
went right there.
And now apparently this area,
50-yard line.
And now apparently
this, your value goes up.
And apparently now this area, I guess, entered around Los Angeles called Inglewood. You can't even give the property away.
You would buy some property there, and you would be one of those squatters that would not sell. So when they open the brand new Rams Stadium, right there on the 50-yard line, right there midfield, Paul Stern would be out there sunning himself by his pool.
You
would do that.
Well, I would certainly do that now.
Yeah, it might be actually more valuable and more fun to watch than the Rams play, actually.
Absolutely, you'll get a bigger crowd.
Anyway, so a tip of the hat to Jeff Fisher. Sorry, he signed a contract extension before the start of the season.
Does he get paid?
If he signed an extension, I don't know what his deal was. If it's guaranteed, they'll have to pay him. Under his tutelage as head coach, they have been 31-45-1. It's the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer on assignment, Michael Horn and Neighbor Paul.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
I like these great vocals for the Christmas holiday. You know, it's okay this year to say Merry Christmas, everybody. Donald Trump, as the president-elect, he said it's, you know, you don't have to be necessarily totally politically correct now. You can say Happy Hanukkah. You can say Happy Holidays. You can say Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
And we can all listen to Pat Boone like we're listening to the King of Rock and Roll.
To the world, the Savior reigns. Let men.
So anyway, so a couple of items follow up here, football items, NFL, and again, we'll be talking with Ronnie Wald. I want to call Ronnie Wald Ronnie Lott, and I'll probably do it 5 more times here as we're in the lounge, the sports lounge. Fred Dreyer is on assignment with his grandkids. He's actually carrying them to department stores and buying gifts for them, so it's nice. And neighbor Paul is here in his stead.
You know, you touched on a little politics earlier on in the program, but, and I don't know if you caught it, but former football great Jim Brown actually met with the president-elect, and they're going to they're getting together, and they're going to kind of work some things out.
It's a big deal. It's a
very big deal. When Jim Brown gets involved, he doesn't kind of take things lightly. I mean, he's kind of a serious guy.
Here's what I like about Donald Trump so far. He's meeting with everybody, his opponents, everybody. You watch, Hillary Clinton will walk through that door pretty soon and talk to him. She'll become some kind of emissary to Bulgaria or something. You watch. He'll offer her something. And then again, maybe not. All right, so Jared Goff, the Rams quarterback, he's downplaying now. They fired the coach Jeff Fisher, and now the coaching turnover, they're saying, might stunt Jared Goff's growth. He's a rookie, and he was the number one overall draft pick, and he spent the last 8 months learning an entire offensive system that was overseen by the former coach, the guy that was fired, Jeff Fisher, and working closely with the quarterback's coach. And now that Fisher's gone, and Chris Wendke, the quarterback coach, might be gone too. Nobody knows. I wanted to alarm Chris, whatever. But Jeff Goff, who's just 22, might have to have a whole new coaching staff and a whole new offense to get acclimated to before getting comfortable in the NFL, because obviously they're not winning with whatever he was trained in.
He may never get comfortable. I mean, I hate to kind of beat the bearer of bad news, but I mean, he's kind of been given his opportunity, and I think he's kind of stunk up the joint.
They're saying, well, it set him back, and he's saying he does not think so. He thinks he's a pretty confident guy. This is his quote, and he says, I'm a pretty confident guy, confident in my abilities. Whomever the coach may be, I think I'll be all right. So the COO of the Rams, Kevin Demoff, stressed that the Rams organization is going to stay open-minded in their search for a head coach, and stating, you don't suppose Fred Dreyer's out applying for that job, do you? Just hit me right now while I'm talking about this. You know, he maybe gave us that whole ballyhoo about going to see the grandkids. You don't suppose he's trying to become the head coach of the Rams?
I wouldn't be surprised. He had some pretty good ideas on how to get a team kind of on the path towards success.
Fred would be a tough coach to work for. It'd either be his way or the highway.
Well, that's the way that it usually has to be.
It should be.
The way it should be, but that's the way, but because of the big salaries, often they say that that's not the way that it is.
It's tough now with the big salaries. And the CEO, Kevin Demoff, said he's going to be open-minded about the coach. And he stated specifically that the candidate does not have to be an offensive-minded one. He mentioned the possibility of a defensive-minded head coach bringing in a great offensive coordinator. That's what I say. The games are won with defense, but you got to get a great offensive coordinator to make the things go. And then you got this guy that's supposedly the great running guy, Todd Gurley. I haven't seen him doing anything.
Have not seen
He gets smacked every time, this poor guy.
I have not seen much of
him.
They
hand him the football. You go, where is he? He's on the bottom of some stack somewhere.
No, they play like these highlight reels of Eric Dickerson just mowing everybody down.
Well, speaking of that, here's your story. Eric Dickerson says he's going to return to the Rams games now.
Oh.
He was really against Jeff Goff staying as the coach.
Jeff Fisher. And Jared Goff, the quarterback. Yes.
The Hall of Fame running back for the Rams, and that's, of course, Eric Dickerson. He was just dragging Jeff Fisher into the middle of a controversy. He was detailing the dialogue on some kind of contested phone conversation. Eric Dickerson voices displeasure with the coach on several media platforms, and so he was asked if his public spat with Jeff Fisher might have played a part in Fisher's dismissal, and here was his reply. He said, I don't know. I have no idea, really. That's not my idea. He called me. I didn't call him. If Jeff Fisher would have called me and talked to me like a man, not trying to talk down to me, it might have gone different.
Oh.
Apparently Eric Dickerson was a little upset by Fisher's calling him to basically deny him sideline passes because some of his public comments made the players feel uncomfortable.
Oh, you don't want to deny Eric Dickerson sideline passes. You don't want to do that. That's not the thing to do.
The Rams nipped this one in the butt. It was starting to really get out of control.
Yeah, Jeff Fisher was not getting things done.
Now they can just lose comfortably with a new interim coach.
With Eric Dickerson on the sideline.
Yeah, Eric could be there and just shout at everybody. It's much better this way. I feel better about it already. It's the Sports Lounge.
The radio channel.
Pack the whip, please.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Ho, ho, ho.
Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song.
If you know the words, sing along.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Sounds like the late Tennessee Ernie Ford, is it?
It certainly does, doesn't it?
Open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
What sports show plays Christmas music like this for all their listeners to enjoy? You can all get up and dance around. Look at all those big football players that have been sitting there in the locker room. Look at them dancing. This is good. I love it. Fred Dreyer, by the way, we're destroying his show. I'm Michael Horn along with neighbor Paul, and Fred is on assignment with his grandkids. That's why we're playing this music for him. Yes, Paul.
Didn't back in the day Tennessee Ernie Ford have like a big country kind of a hit of sorts, a pop country hit?
Oh, yes, he did.
Can't remember what it was, but I think he did.
16 Tons.
That's the one.
Yeah, remember that? The old coal. He's bringing that song back. It's one of the theme songs of the Donald Trump campaign. They're bringing back coal mining. All right, Ronnie Wall is here with us now from the great site Waldcast there. And Ronnie Wall, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, say hi to neighbor Paul also. Don't offend the neighbor who's stepping in here for Fred today, Ronnie.
You're filling some big shoes there, Paul. I wish you all the best.
Don't talk about 16 tons. You're not too shy of it either.
No, that's Tennessee Ernie Ford at his best. I doubt anybody out there remembers Tennessee Ernie Ford unless you used to watch that Hee-Haw program. A few of us do remember.
Ronnie Wald, and his website is Waldcast, WALDCAST.com. He's got a broadcast up there. He does broadcast. He's got the information about sports. And Ronnie, you jumped right into a middle of a firestorm here with us because we're talking a little bit about the Rams firing coach Jeff Fisher and Eric Dickerson now able to go back to the football games because apparently Eric left. He didn't, Jeff Fisher, the head coach, called him and said, "We don't want you on the sidelines anymore." That was a big deal, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, and a very sticky situation. Personally, we love and remember maybe the greatest Rams running back ever in Eric Dickerson, but also the needs of the coach to supersede anybody that's having difficulty on the sideline, and Jeff just wanted it the way he wanted it at that time, and he has the right to control who's over there, no matter what ill will come from it. Ultimately, I think Eric knew that Jeff was imminently going to be fired. So you know how it is, jumping off the ship, rats jumping off the ship. I hate to use that analogy, but the bottom line was Eric could sense it was all over for Jeff, so he could just go ahead and do what he wanted on the sideline. Jeff was losing his moral authority, and then ultimately just a couple weeks later, he was fired. What I wanted to mention about Jeff Fisher was if it was anybody else than the close friendship he had with Stan Kroenke. And, I mean, you're talking about they entertained one another. We went off on vacations together. Fisher would have been fired long ago.
Now, wait a second here. Hold on a second, Ronnie Wall. And I like the fact you're just jumping and get going. Are you telling me that Stan Kroenke and Jeff Fisher were like buddies?
Oh, yes. And part of that was why Fisher got just a week ago a $5 million extension. No one said that he would be able to fulfill that $5 million recompense by coaching, but it was a thank you from Kroenke saying for the difficulty of moving a franchise from St. Louis to L.A. on short notice, Jeff Fisher, this is my award to you.
Hold the phone a second, Ronnie Wall. Hold on a second. I think I've said here on this broadcast, filling in for Fred Dreyer on the Sports Lounge, that I thought I like Jeff Fisher was a nice guy. I've seen him. I've been to press conferences where he's been there, and he seemed to handle himself really well. So it's a sad thing for me to see him go. And now you're telling me because he was such a nice guy, he got in there next to the owner, and he was pretty good. And so this was probably a terrifying time and a terrible time for Stan Kroenke to have to let go a guy who became his friend.
Well, he should have let him go if he was not his friend way back in St. Louis. But the media glare there,
wow,
Mike, is not nearly as intense as Los Angeles. And they came down so hard on Jeff Fisher locally here in the megapolis of Los Angeles that Kroenke couldn't stand the heat anymore. But he should have done the deed back there in St. Louis after the fourth losing year over there in the Midwest.
Do the deed. That's what they always do. You have to get that done. All right, so who do you think, any speculation as who the coach might be?
Well, you know, I'm just like everyone else, a great Rams fan, going back to the Fred Dreyer days. I know they're talking about John Gruden, but what I started to float yesterday, and I'm not saying that I have any sway over it, but I started to read it back, was Jim Mora, the UCLA coach. He coached in the NFL.
Wait. Jim Mora, was that the guy that was, like, drinking on the job or something?
The worst thing that's ever
come
happened.
Come on, that guy, there's sound bites of him energy. Floating around the sports with, "Thank you very much for coming to the game, everybody." Yeah, I don't think you want a guy like that.
No, that was Steve Sarkisian. That was from SC. That's not Jim Mora.
Oh, Jim Mora's okay. All right, so Sarkisian was the guy. Okay, yeah, I thought maybe for
Sarkisian
a second.
Sarkisian, long gone.
Okay, Mora's okay. Sarkisian's the guy that I usually throw a few bucks at him in the parking lot.
Let's go!
Get out there. Take.
Pat Hayden had to come out of the office to take care of that mess.
I don't know. L.A. used to be a good sports town, and I don't know. The Rams better turn it around a little bit. At least we got the Dodgers. We'll be talking about that next segment. Talk about baseball segment. See like that with Ronnie Wall. That's good. All right, I want to give a couple of things here right now. These are just important. If you're going to go and email Fred, follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer, because he's still tweeting and everything. Just like Donald Trump. Fred_Dreyer. You can follow him on Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. And you can simply email him, Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer, @crntalk.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
You heard it at the holiday party. A cough. A big, loud, juicy cough. Then Cheryl coughed all over the luncheon. Who else saw that? Apparently no one, because one by one they're a feverish mess. But when it comes your way, you're ready, because you got a flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they spend their holiday sniffling at Santa, you'll be tasting every flavor in Grandma's stuffing. It's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Rocking around the Christmas.
I just like to hear say pumpkin pie. You will get us. Little Brenda Lee there. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer on assignment visiting the grandkids. He'll be back next week. We got neighbor Paul here. Neighbor Paul, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
And, of course, Ronnie Wald from Waldcast.com, one of the great sports analysts in all of sports kingdom. And so just before we get off football, hey, the viewership is down, and I'm blaming a lot of this on the 49ers and their coach taking the knees down there. What do you think on that, Ronnie Wald? Your thoughts?
Well, I think as an independent observer, I'm going to step back now. You know, if anyone praises Trump or praises Hillary, that means they're on their side. I'm not on anyone's side. I'm just saying that the election of Donald Trump helped to now show a new strong patriotism in this country, a longing to return to feeling good about being an American. And
so you're saying, now, so did Rich Kaepernick pick the wrong time to start taking the knee?
Wrong time, you better believe it. And he had no business doing that, particularly rich, coddled athletes. We should be appreciating what America's all about. They're very among the luckiest people on earth. So having said that, and here we are with the NFL, who has not put out a very strong statement defending the right of the fans to feel the way they do. So the fans have voted against the NFL by not watching the game because they've been rubbed the wrong way. They love the game, they love the players, but they don't like the way they are.
Really?
And that's going to kill them in the end. They better wake up quickly, put out a press release or something saying, well, yes, they're right. They have free speech, but we don't agree with it in the NFL office.
Strong words, Ronnie Wall. You don't think it was Al Michaels just taking a couple of days off, causing some of the ratings to decline?
Who's a strong American, a great guy, a gifted broadcaster, would take time away because he didn't want to be a party to what's going on. Everyone gets blamed, Mike, by indirectly broadcasters, everyone that's around the NFL family, for promoting something that the fans are frowning on now. So Al Michaels would be wise to step away. He's got enough money, he's got enough fame, and people would respect him if he just stepped away and said, you know what, I don't agree with the modern NFL, the way they do business.
Yeah, well, okay. I want to like the 49ers. I did like the 49ers. I'm a Joe Montana kind of guy. I like the uniforms. I like the way they look. There's all that good history with them. And then they got this guy, Rich Kaepernick, that's just destroying the whole team. Am I right, neighbor Paul?
Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick, yeah.
And of course,
Rich Kaepernick used to work sales here for us. That's right. And he used to take a knee out there in the hallway, as I recall.
No, let's not forget our good friend Carmen Policy up at Napa.
I like
up
Carmen.
At Yacht with his winery, Casa Pieta, who used to be with the front office.
And they were great when he was there.
Glory days.
Yes, when he was there, when Carmen Pazzi was there, those were the glory days of the 49ers, and they need to return it. They're not going to return until they get rid of Kaepernick back there. I'm telling you, someone needs to talk to that guy. What kind of coach do they have on that team? We're talking the Rams here, 4-9. These guys are 1-13 or something. What's the deal?
Well, it's great that that's going on. It takes a little heat off the Rams. But what it is a major distraction. And I know I have friends up in the Bay Area. One is a radio personality there. And not only is it difficult for him to go to that new stadium in Santa Clara because it's half empty, but the fact is also he's a liberal guy, believes in free speech. I believe in it, too. But he doesn't think it's right for anyone to get out there and become a distraction. Let's face it. I've done hundreds of broadcasts, high school, college over the years. I would feel like if I took a knee, that people would look at me with shame.
Okay.
What's wrong with this guy?
All right, Roddy.
Nowadays, Mike, if you take a knee, it's something that people are proud of.
Okay. I got you. Just calm down a little bit. I don't want to have any sort of, I don't want to call any medical advisors in on the show. So I'm with you on this.
Don't worry.
Yes, neighbor Paul has got a comment.
Now, I got to tell you, I was once at a baseball game, and I was late coming back from a concession stand while the National Anthem was going, and I accidentally, not knowing really what was going on, I actually took a seat and sat down, and people were staring at me.
Yes, like, they get upset.
They were
what's wrong with you?
People wanted to tap me on the shoulder to think that I didn't know what was happening.
Okay, before we leave the football world, real quick, what's going on there? The Cowboys lost their first game last weekend, but Dak Prescott, come on, over Tony Romo? Hey, Tony Romo gets out. The 49ers could use him. The Rams, after they spent all that money on their million-dollar quarterback that can't make it, maybe Romo goes to another team. What do you think on that one, Ronnie Wald?
They have too much of an investment in golf, and he's going to be around for the next couple of years. There's nothing he could do. I would have taken possibly Carson Wentz out of North Dakota State because he's been starting at Philadelphia, and he's hit the ground running. It seems that golf needs a little more seasoning, but how long? That's the big question.
So when you're watching the game, the future Rams games, you're going to see a guy coming out and throw salt on Goff because he needs a little more seasoning, and that's going to be sort of an inside thing. If you see that, you heard it here first on the Sports Lodge, I think. Maybe it's some pepper. I think
the fans at the stand are going to start throwing the salt.
Yeah, the fans, well, they will. They're going to be really rowdy at that Coliseum, especially half full. Are you kidding me? Boy, get ready. Those beer sales are going to go up. Those people are going to have to be carried out of that stadium. This is not good for the Rams.
Could be throwing a lot worse than salt.
Stay away from downtown L.A. Going to be, by the way, the good news is plenty of parking for the Ram games. There's nobody going to be showing up. You can go down there and just enjoy the game. That's good. Hey, what's your do we find you at the website? Is there a way we can email you there, Ronnie Wald?
Yeah, everything is on waldcast.com. My name is Ronnie Wald, W-A-L-D, waldcast.com, or waldcast at Hotmail, waldcast at any of the major emails.
The key there is waldcast, W-A-L-D.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, as soon as we come back, you can say a lot more. Just hang on here. Here's the Sports Lodge. Hang on. All right, welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with Paul Stern, and neighbor Paul is here for Fred Dreyer. We got Ronnie Wald here on the line coming through. But neighbor Paul, I wanted to ask you, because I know Fred started his career with the New York Giants. You're a big New York Giants fan, and Eli Manning, the quarterback there on the Giants, been a little bit of a slump lately. The Giants have been winning some games, but not by, you know, a powerful, immense margin here. He hasn't been really dominating the game, would you say?
I would agree.
Well, wait a second. I'm sorry. Your mic.
I would definitely agree. Yeah. Not really kind of getting it done. It's all about getting it done.
Some people have said that Manning's play has been abhorrent of late. He has thrown 194 yards, 195 yards, 193 yards in the last three games. 194 in the game, then 195, then 193. That's not exactly some light in the fires in the stands there with support, you know? Yeah, he was a Super Bowl MVP, and, you know, he's got that Manning name going. Archie Manning, Peyton Manning, and now Eli Manning. And I like Eli Manning, and I love the New York Giants. I like, he says, they were talking about it, and he said, quote, "Now I know I can make plays." He was talking to the Associated Press. He says, "I know I can get hot. I have to keep working. I'm confident that I can go out there and have a big game." Now, I voted in my little pool each week. I thought the Giants were going to lose, but they won. They came back in that game. You're watching these games. You still play every once in a while, put a bet down?
Every now and then. You know, if I'm not mistaken, didn't the Giants go through a kind of a coaching change during the off season? I think they might have, and that could be the difference maker.
Well, it could be. The Giants have leaned on their defense a lot to make things working, but they may hopefully get into the playoff berth, so we'll see how that works out for them as well, too. But Eli Manning saying that he can get hot, he can make things happen, he's going to make things happen, and so we'll see if that's going to take place for you. You're listening to the Sports Lounge, Fred Dreyer away with his grandkids, Michael Horn and neighbor Paul on CRN. Welcome back. Yeah, it's the Sports Lounge, Fred Dreyer on assignment with his grandkids. I'm Michael Horn. Yes, Fred is home for Christmas with the grandkids there. You can count on. That's good. And neighbor Paul has stopped in here, and we've got with us Ronnie Wald from waldcast.com, one of the greats that can handle some great sports commentary. All right, so baseball free agency. The Dodgers, have they re-signed Kenley Jansen, and have they re-signed Turner? Is that correct, Ronnie Wald?
Yes, they have, and that's a good sign because, let's face it, Kenley Jansen with his 47 saves last year was not a flash in the pan. He's been doing that consistently for a number of years. Premier reliever. You just can't replace someone like that. More problematic with Justin Turner. It's more of a esoteric, if I may use that term, type of thing with Turner. He may not be able to to repeat that 27 home run year of last year. He doesn't really hit left-handers that well, but he's an important cog in the machine, an inspiration out there. And they wanted to send a thank you to him, and it ended up being a $60 million thank you.
Exactly.
So he's 32 years old. He rode the pine for most of his career. But let's see, and we're all hoping, crossing our fingers, last year was not a flash in the
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. He rode the pine? Roddy?
No, he's been a player that's been a backup over the years for the Mets.
Rode the pine. I like
he
it.
He never started until he became a Dodger.
Like
not
it.
This past year, but the year before. Then he was able to shine. So all we're saying is
shined
that
after
he's only
he rode
had
the
two
pine.
Solid years.
Yeah, it's good.
Pardon me?
He shined after he rode the pine. Now, what happens to Chapman or all this Chapman? Is he going to be signed? Has he been signed? What's the deal?
Chapman, the reliever.
Yeah, Aroldis Chapman with the Chicago, the world champion Cubs.
He
what?
He was signed by the New York Yankees.
Oh, he did get signed by the Yankees. Oh.
Yeah.
So he's gone from the Cubbies?
Yeah, he's gone.
So wait a second. He was on the Yankees, got traded to the Cubs so they could win the World Series. Now he's back at the Yankees?
Well, they made an offer he couldn't refuse.
Yeah, okay. That's great. So these guys are finding some homes over there. Are the Giants going to bolster things? As long as they keep that Bruce Bochy there, they got a pretty good team. They could have anybody there. They could put Jared Goff on the pitcher's mound, and he would go ahead and throw some strikes.
Well, Mark Melicone, who came over the Nationals, was an important acquisition, a free agent acquisition, because their relief pitching was just abysmal. They had that eight-game lead, and they watched it dissipate because they couldn't hold on to leads. So now they've made a statement. They're not going to stand still in the National League West. So Melicone is an important acquisition.
All right. Do you agree, as I, that nowadays with pitchers only, starting pitchers embarrassingly only pitching five innings at best, that you've got to have a strong bullpen if you're going to win anything? You got to have a sixth-inning guy, a seventh-inning guy, an eighth-inning guy. And you and I, Ronnie, and Paul, neighbor Paul for all these years, watching baseball the way they did, it was embarrassing if journeyman pitchers couldn't get into the seventh or the eighth inning. They were embarrassed of their performance. Nowadays, it's a norm in baseball.
Okay, I came up through the minor leagues and California League Baseball. There was a young man there, an outfielder. He showed a lot of promise, very glib and also very intellectual. That young man on the Visalia Oaks 1996, while I was broadcasting for them, turned out to be the Dodger manager today, Dave Roberts. And so I got to see he had that persona then as he has today.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Ronnie Wald, give us your website. People can follow you. What's the website?
Waltcast.com, and we broadcast to high schools and colleges on the internet where other entities will not.
WALDCAST, Waltcast.com. Thank you, Ronnie Wald. Neighbor Paul, thank you. It's always good to have you here. We got to give out some information, though, here for you, because you got to stay in touch with Fred Dreyer. Fred_Dreyer on Twitter, on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Again, Fred_Dreyer for Twitter, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And, of course, email Fred. He loves to get those emails. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The
smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I love holidays. I love the Merry Christmas to everybody. And I'm Michael Horn here on the Sports Lounge. Neighbor Paul in for Fred Dreyer. Fred is on assignment with his grandkids over there. And you had a sad talk that you want to talk about, I think, Neighbor Paul. Am I right? Let's have you lead one in here in this last segment.
Not exactly a sports topic, but I know for the fact that he was a sports fan.
Yeah.
The passing of Alan Thicke.
Big hockey fan. Huge Los Angeles King fan.
I mean, the guy was just a great actor, kind of one of these all-around nice guys. Nobody has a bad thing to say about the guy. And apparently, the other day, he's out with his kid on the hockey ice, kind of just doing some kind of a pickup kind of a situation. And he ended up having, like, a heart attack and passed away.
Well, he's
and died.
Playing with his 19-year-old youngest son, and he's 69. And he used to do pickup games and play all the time. You saw him on the ice when Wayne Gretzky was with the Kings. You saw him on the ice, Luke Robitaille and all that. And he's got pictures up there. And I don't know, hockey's a pretty strenuous, stressful game, I think. You forget that they're on ice skates when they're making these great passes and scoring these goals. So I don't know if he had a bad ticker or whatever, but he was taken to the hospital and passed away, and that's sad.
Too far before his time, and it's kind of a sad way to kind of end the program, but if we didn't kind of at least make a mention of it, I would have felt that we'd left something out.
Well, and you're the Neighbor Paul. You can say what you want to. You're here on the show. We don't have to end it there. The Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton, this season is not like the last year's season where they were in the Super Bowl, but he was, by the way, last year Cam Newton was the NFL's most valuable player, but he's still number one on at least one list, they're saying, and this is the Google's Year in Search for 2016. Cam Newton is ranked as the most searched NFL player. The searches continue for him, and the Panthers just really haven't on track this year. Everybody thought they were going to do well, and they just haven't really gotten going. And so the rest of the top 10 most searched football players, in case you are interested, are the San Francisco 49ers Colin Kaepernick, Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz, Dolphins Laremy Tunsil, San Diego Chargers defensive end Joey Bosa, New York Patriots quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, and the Redskins quarterback Josh Norman. And also the quarterback Brock Osweiler from the Houston Texans in there as well, too, and Tennessee Titans running back Derrick Henry. They're all on the top 10 searched for people to get more information. Hey, we got to get out of here. We'll talk to you next week. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.